in just service to each other. It'd be cooking, cleaning, and I mean either way. You know, whatever works out. I don't think any, you know, the women should, well, whatever. Paul gave advice in other places, you know, let them marry, raise children, etc. In fact, he said about widows who are under the age of 60, do not receive them because they would wax wanton against Christ. Meaning they would not be able to contain themselves, he's saying. Let the women, he says, the women under 60, he says, don't receive them into the widowship, so to speak. Let them be married. You know, if someone wants to keep a virgin, maybe that's a gift. But women who have been married, unless they're old, he advises they should get married again. Now, again, not through divorce. And well, what if someone comes to the faith, they're already divorced? Well, I mean, you know, things, you know, the thing is, things happen in life. You know, there, life is a broken mess. You know, there's all kinds of sins. And you got to be able to put the past behind you ultimately. You know, sometimes, you know, divorces come about. Again, let's look at this next part. Verse 12. Because this is, I was going to go into this just now, and I realized, well, I better read the verses first. But to the rest speak I not the Lord, again, by that co-knowledge, and then through the Holy Spirit that's in him, he's giving his best, the best knowledge he has. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such a case. But God hath called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? But as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. And so ordain I in all churches. Looking back at verse 12. With the concept is simple. If you're married to someone who is not a believer, and they are happy with you, and in many cases, that could happen. You know, a good Christian man. And let's say, you know, you're already married to someone, and then you become a believer. I would never say that a Christian should marry a non-believer. I don't think that's not a good idea. Of course, if you're just a nominal Christian, it wouldn't really matter. That's why a lot of, you know, nominal Catholics marry nominal Jews, because they love each other. It's not about their religion, you know, because their religion is just, that's no big deal. Just what holidays they're gonna celebrate, you know. It's funny how they cling to their little traditions. And it's like, oh, I want to raise my son Catholic, and I want to raise him a Jew, and you know. As long as they got some sort of religion. Well, I'm not that kind of person. I take this very seriously. If you are a Christian, in my opinion, if you are a true Christian, if you are my kind of Christian, if you are my brother, you know, you are an heir of God. And you're called to something higher than the rest of the people. Okay? So more is expected of you. You need to have, you know, it's like, I you know, at times when my wife went through some hard times, I say, you know, I always expect God to deal very well with you because you're my wife. And you, so by virtue of that, that has to make you something. Now that may sound a little arrogant to some people, but you know what? That's the way I live. And I don't, you know, to me, it's not about the way other people, I mean, to the world, we're nothing. But to me, she's everything. And God has given me that woman for my life, you know. And it is a great gift in my life. Now, if you're called and you're already married, right, and you've got someone who's an unbeliever, but now you become a believer, or you're married to someone, or let's just say whatever, you know, you're in that situation. If they are pleased. Now, let me look at the word please. Soon you dokeo, to think well of, in common. Oh, that's the soon. Soon is like together or co. To think well of in common, or... And that's interesting. Because soon is here... So that co-knowledge I was talking about could be like knowledge in common. Or now, you know, that common knowledge. Common sense. I like common knowledge or co-knowledge. But anyways, to think well of in common, that is to assent or to feel gratified with. You know, and to me that's like, it's not just they say they're that way. Let them also be gratified with it. I knew a brother, and I speak this for his sake, because his wife would say she would not want a divorce. But she hated him. You know? It was not well. It was not assenting or gratified with him at all. I don't know what she wanted. All she wanted was him to stay and pay bills. You know? To keep paying for the house she was living in and to go sleep on the couch. Wouldn't render him his due benevolence. Wasn't pleased with him. Abused him. As far as I'm concerned, he's not under bondage. God has called us to peace, not to live in hell. And that, you know, the proverb spoke truly. It's better to live in the corner of a rooftop than with an angry and contentious woman. And the same go for a man, I know, for you ladies, okay? I know you probably feel just the same. I mean, except for you, it would be more like with a drunkard, blah, blah, blah man. You know, I don't know. There are certain qualities in each sex that sort of, the way men see women is not the way women see men.